This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. We got more good stuff coming this hour. There are good things happening. Don't get me wrong. It may be later this hour. It may even be next hour. There's some disastrous things happening, which we will touch on if that's where you're at. I'll get to it eventually, but there are good things happening. Supreme Court today also heard something else. Ending TPS for over 300,000 Haitians. Remember, TPS is temporary protected status. Two decades ago, almost, we decided to bring in 300,000 people from Haiti. Because our immigration system in this country works like a ratchet, where you come in and we can never seem to get rid of you, they just keep keeping these people here. But we don't want people from Haiti. We want to discriminate against people from Haiti because Haiti is horrible. The culture is horrible. The appropriate number of Haitians to bring into your country is zero. Yet here, we brought in over 300,000 of them. But the very idea that you would discriminate against one of the worst countries on the planet, it blows the mind of the communist who believes that America really should be, because we're so evil, the open sewer of the world. Here was Sonia Sotomayor today about all this.
Now, we have a president saying at one point that Haiti is a, quote, filthy, dirty, and disgusting s-hole country. I'm quoting him. And where he complained that the United States takes people from such countries instead of people from Norway, Sweden, or Denmark. Where he declared illegal, immigrants, which he associated with TPS as poisoning the blood of America. I don't see how that one statement.
But it is a filthy asshole, and she knows that, and she's lying. They all lie when they complain about that. Everyone who complains about what Trump said about Haiti is a liar because they think those same thoughts. When they are privately with their friends, they say those same things. The reason they say the opposite, the reason they act offended and mortified publicly is they believe America is worse and America deserves to be invaded by barbarian hordes from Haiti. Now, Sonia Sotomayor would never, unless she's on a mission trip or stealing Clinton Foundation money, she would never step foot in the country of Haiti. She would never dream of it. By the way, I'm reasonably sure she either has or would like to go vacation in Finland and Denmark and go do those things. She wants to go to those places. She doesn't want to go to Haiti. She knows Finland and those places are kind of nice and Haiti's kind of awful. But remember, in the end, America is awful in these people's minds. And that's why they say and do the things they do. You don't deserve to have a safe, clean, civilized country. Your country is inherently evil. It's evil in its bones. And because it's evil, America deserves to be pillaged by every barbarian across the planet. That is how the average everyday Democrat thinks. It's an ugly state of affairs. Nevertheless, Talk to some people today. I feel good about how that one may end up. Something else I feel good about. I got all kinds of things. Remember Savannah Hernandez? We had her on last week, maybe the week before, that TPUSA reporter. She weighs about 100 pounds, got assaulted by a whole group of communist savages in Minnesota. Yeah, two of them were just indicted on federal charges today. The reason I bring that up is, do you think that would be happening under President Joe Biden? Under President Dome? Under President Dome, they wouldn't even consider charging these people. Now, because we won a critically important election in November, now, when people on our side are assaulted by communist animals, they run the risk of being indicted. And that is a fantastic thing. Something else that's fantastic. Remember how garbage the military was run under Joe Biden because they packed it full of DEI hire losers? Pete Hegseth had to go before Congress today. This is him and Sarah Jacobs.
Do you believe that the president is mentally stable enough to be the commander in chief?
Did you ask the same question of Joe Biden for 4 years?
Mr. Secretary, Joe Biden is not the president. Mr. Trump has been president for a year and a half, and I'm asking you right
not.
Now.
And I won't even engage with the level of disparagement that you're putting on the commander in chief, who indeed is...
Mr. Secretary, Biden is not the president.
He's the sharpest, most insightful commander-in-chief we've had in generations. And you want to compare, you want to ask that question after you and your fellow Democrats defended Joe Biden, who could barely speak and didn't know what day of the week it was?
Mr. Secretary, as you know,
he governed through an auto pen. He had a Secretary of Defense who went AWOL for a week. I can't be gone for 10 days, for 10 minutes.
I will reclaim my time.
Gentlelady's time.
Things are better now. I'm going to get to the ugly stuff. I am. There is ugly, ugly stuff out there economically, Iran talk and things like I am going to get to the ugly stuff. But man, things are better now. You know what? Let's do some emails before we get into something else wonderful that happened today. Just call me Mr. Sunshine today, Chris. That's what I want to be known as. Hey, Jesse, the other day you responded to an email about who Iran would target first with nukes. In your explanation, you pointed out how North Korea has nukes yet doesn't use them. This ignores a crucial difference between the two countries. Yes, both North Korea and Iran are evil countries, but Iran believes in a specific end-time prophecy that makes them having nukes significantly more dangerous. They believe in what is known as Twelver Shia Islam and the coming of al-Mahdi, a messianic figure that is to appear at the end times. More concerning is that al-Mahdi is said to come at a time of worldwide chaos and that it is the duty of believers to bring about these chaotic conditions, even if it means certain suicide. Therefore, the concept of mutually assured destruction that has kept anyone from using nukes is unlikely to keep Iran from using theirs. Okay. Now, I've never argued with people who think like that because... I don't know, as big of a cocky jerk as I am, sometimes I feel like I'm the only person in the United States of America who says when it comes to the future and what might happen, I don't know. Iran, they're going to get a nuke, but they will never use it. Yeah, okay, maybe. Iran, they're going to get a nuke, and they're going to nuke Tel Aviv and Los Angeles. And yeah, maybe. I don't know. Neither do you. I don't have any problem with your opinion on future predictions of what might happen in Iran. I have no problem with that. You are an American citizen and you are a human being and you have every right to have whatever prediction you may have about what Iran will or will not do. I've never criticized that. You think about it how you like. Jessica and Chris, which is not very nice. On your show tonight, you played Brandon Gill talking to some biddy in her stance on abortion, and he was citing grotesque actions involved in abortion. So you agree with this? That's the question he was asking. Of course, the demon didn't respond and kept deflecting, but when I mentioned to someone who was pro-abortion the abominable things they do in abortions, I know they'll say, they don't do that. Maybe it's happening before, but they don't do that. See my dilemma? How do I respond to that? Says his name is Sean. Well, Sean, you cannot wake everybody up from the cult. When you bring facts to your liberal Aunt Peggy. She lives in a world of lies, and you peel back that curtain. You open that door and you show her the truth. You think she's going to thank you for it. You think she's going to look out and say, oh my gosh, the truth. What a relief that I now know the truth. But in reality, Aunt Peggy has built her entire existence inside that world of lies. That's where her bed is. That's where she eats dinner. That's where she spends time with her family. 100% of her existence is in a world of lies. You might just find that she won't thank you for opening up that curtain. You might find she'll deny it and maybe even get mad at you about it. It's human nature. It's how they operate. All right? I want you to care for widows and orphans, by the way. We are always producing more of them. Tunnel to Towers has been taking care of them for a long time, over 20 years. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside these fallen first responder families. You know, cop gets gunned down, firefighter dies. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside those families and pays off their mortgages. They do the same thing for Gold Star families. They take catastrophically injured veterans, and from what I understand, we have quite a few more of those after this Iran stuff. They take catastrophically injured veterans and they build them smart homes. And they've been doing all this with $11 a month from you. If you sign up to give it automatically, you never know it's gone. You just get to do something good every single month. Bless somebody who needs it. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday, and it is a sunny day, Chris. I support your weird musical choices tonight. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So something else wonderful happened today. It happened at the Supreme Court level. We're going to talk about it here in a few, and then I'm going to do emails. Then we are going to get to something that's really, really ugly. All right, so we'll talk about Chris later. No, I'm kidding. It's about something else. But I want to talk to you about something real quick because it'll lead me into this Supreme Court case. You know, I've told you this before. I'm friends with a lot of cops. I've known a ton of cops over the years. Not exactly sure why that is. I guess it's just kind of the circles I run in. And I know a bunch of cops. And I love to talk about crime things with them, arrests and criminals, and like anyone else would. Of course, like you would, like you do, like I do. It's fascinating stuff. There's a reason cop movies and TV shows and things like that are all the rage and always have been. We're fascinated with that world. So I pick at their brains whenever we get together and talk about things. Whenever I'm at the bar having ice cream and I talk to them about it. And one thing that has struck me over and over and over and over again throughout the years is this. Murderers, they can reform. So not all of them, but some murderers can be reformed. Now, I'm not saying let them out of prison, everything's okay. I'm not saying that at all, but they can genuinely repent, sorrow, and if released, would never hurt anybody again. Thieves, same thing. Drug dealers, drug users, they're very, very common, by the way. Get cleaned up, break the addiction, regret it, decide you're going to change, move on and never come back. That does not apply to child predators. I am not sure why the psychological reasons behind these people who are so demonic and broken that they attack children, they go after children. I don't know what it is, but I have never one time in my life spoken to a police officer who said anything other than they cannot be reformed. It is not possible. It does not matter what you do. It is always inside of them. There is a chance that they may be able to control or repress those feelings for a while, maybe even a long while, but it's going to come back out because they cannot be reformed. They have all told me that, not 99%, 100% of them have said, it doesn't matter what you do. You lock them up, kill them. Well, I guess killing them would fix it, but torture, it doesn't matter what you do. Therapy, you cannot get it out of them. People who are broken enough to go after children, they never change. That demonic appetite, if you will, it never goes away. They always hunger for it. Now that's really ugly. I know that is. That's really ugly, but it's very true. And I brought that up. It's going to lead me to the Supreme Court thing today, but I brought that up because when Joe Biden was president, and it wasn't just because of Joe Biden, I don't want to put that on there. When we were at peak cultural Marxism in our country, and I think you would argue that Biden's presidency was the peak of it. Hopefully that's the last peak, but that was certainly a peak moment. And the demons in every way were running wild. You and I used to talk about this all the time, about how they would go after children. How often they would go after children. And they didn't really ever hold back, or they didn't even really deny it. They didn't try to hide it. They would come right out and say it. We're after children. We're after your children. We're after your children. Nickelodeon is it's a children's TV channel. I grew up watching Nickelodeon. I would watch old reruns of Mary Tyler Moore and the Andy Griffith Show on Nickelodeon. It was always, in my entire life, it was something you could put your kids in front of and they'll watch something innocent and old-timey. But when we reached peak communism in this country, your child was sat in front of Nickelodeon and watched stuff like this.
It's Pride, everybody! Every color on the Pride flag is a symbol in the sky. To be me every time that I see that pride flag waving high.
Why are you gay?
We got it. I could let it keep going, but it became everywhere where the kids are. It was way more than just Nickelodeon. These flags are flying in the classroom. Well, was it the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir fellas that sung a song where they said, "We're after your children"? I forget what it was, but they sung a song. I think we played it on the show way back in the day, and they flat out said, we're coming for your children. We are after your children. That communist who runs your local public library, because you never think to take that position, and neither do I, she put all the rainbow books, where'd she put them? In the children's section. Here's an uncomfortable thought, but it's something that I think it's kind of a little wake up for all of us. Those child predators, do you think they're sorry? Do you think they have changed their desires for your children? Think they no longer feel that way? Or do you think maybe they're quieter about it now, but they want your children as badly as they have always wanted your children? Well, obviously, you know the answer. They're still there. They still want them. We got a big win today. A nice win. We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let me talk to you about getting rid of your pain. Physical pain, I'm talking about. What on your body aches? What is the thing that nags at you? It makes your sleep day worse, makes your work day worse. What is that thing? Why don't you try a supplement? All I'm asking is you to take a supplement. No drugs, no pill bottles. I'm asking you to try Relief Factor, and I'm not asking for some year-long commitment. 3 weeks. What if that pain could be gone in 3 weeks? How does your life look different? How does your basic happiness look different with no pain in it? Try it. It's $19.95. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So I referenced the child predators who were really rearing their ugly head during peak cultural Marxism in this country. And in fact, I've referenced that gay men's choir talking about them being after your children. Maybe you thought I was being over the top and they didn't say exactly that. Chris and Corey dug it up. Here's the song.
We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
Wait, we got it, Chris. I can't take it anymore. I'm about to turn into Lindsey Graham. Do you think those men have changed their ways? The people singing that song? Do you think the people who wrote that song, composed that song, broadcast that song, think they feel differently now? Remember how widespread it was? Remember, this was Blue's Clues?
It's time for a pride parade.
Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly.
Okay, and they all right, I can't take it. I just ate. I can't take it. They haven't changed. We have to remind ourselves that child predators do not change. They cannot change. They cannot be reformed. And all the people who were after your children under Joe Biden are still after your children today. They may be quieter about it. Maybe your kid's third grade teacher took that tranny flag down, but she hasn't changed her thinking at all. Which brings me to a great SCOTUS ruling from today. Something to celebrate.
There used to be a rule in this particular school district that would let them know when there were books that dealt with issues that may be in conflict with their religious faith. Well, so many parents were opting out that the school board and the school district quit doing it. Well, 6-3 today in a decision by Justice Alito, they said these parents have earned at least a preliminary injunction. So while this case plays out, they said the board has to notify them about a book that's in question or anything similar so that their kids can be excused if it's in conflict with their faith.
Keep in mind how sick and evil these communist child predators are. They started rolling all these gay books out for the kids and said to the parents, hey, you can opt out. And so many parents stepped up and said, no, could you just teach them reading and writing and arithmetic? No, we're not doing that. So the communists just said, okay, you can't opt out anymore. This is just a reminder. We're going to do some emails. All the child predators who were there are there. They were there and they are there. All right? Now, let's move on to something else. I mean, I hope Ob's never going to run out on me. As far as I know, she doesn't have any plans to run out on me. But you never know, I guess. I guess life comes at you fast. You never know. And I'll tell you, if I ever allow myself to dwell on that for a moment, I've thought, am I even going to bother dating again? Ob has very morbidly told me, she said, look, if I ever die, you have to get married because you can't take care of yourself. It's really insulting the way she says it. It's about the keeping of the schedule and cleaning the house and everything else. But either way, she says, no, please promise me, because I'm worried you won't survive, that you won't get married again. And I've told her over and over again, I don't think I can, I think it would be too annoying to start dating again. Plus, who in the world's going to be in the market for a 44-year-old bald guy? That's really what I've been thinking. It's not exactly like I'm a hot commodity. That's what I thought. Jasmine Crockett gave an interview today. Let's just say, if Ob runs out on me, there are going to be takers.
Yeah. No, I typically date older.
Okay,
people that are older than me. Okay. I typically date older, bald and a beard, and it's
a bald and a beard and it's on.
Yes.
Look, I didn't say it. I don't know what you're making that face for, Chris. I didn't say it. It's not AI. That's what she said. What, Chris? What? Do I think she'd be okay with just the mustache? Hey, there's only one way to find out, right? If I have to endure those fake eyelashes and the sound of her voice, then she can deal with the mustache. What? I'm just saying. And look, I text back.
People be texting.
That's all I'm saying. This is not from me. I can't help it if I'm her type. And by the way, Jazzy, I get it. Remember, I was pulling for you in that primary. Sorry, it didn't work out. Hey, Jesse, first of all, the subject to this one, by the way, is Anthony Fauci's underling. First of all, let me say I'm so thankful that I found your show on Sirius XM. I no longer have to listen to the guy a few clicks up to the north. I don't know what that is. And rant and rave and call everybody an anti-Semite if they disagree with him. I don't know who you're talking about, but he doesn't sound like a great person. Second of all, you have the best bumper music in the industry, hands down. And do you think they're going after Anthony Fauci's underling to try to get him to turn on Anthony Fauci himself? Well, yes and no. I can only tell you what legal people I talked to have told me about this. I touched on it a little bit yesterday. This Morins guy, he was Anthony Fauci's right-hand man. The allegations, the way it looks like he was intimately involved in covering up everything during COVID. Obviously, and he even references Tony in there, obviously it looks like Fauci was leading the charge on all this stuff. So, what is this prosecution about? Are they actually trying to throw this guy in prison? Or is this one of those scenarios where they grab the mafia guy and they're charging him with everything, but what they really want is him to flip and rat on everybody else? And the idea is to lean on him, he gets a lighter sentence, and they get bigger fish. I was told about this particular case that is the likely scenario. You grab this guy because you have enough solid stuff to grab him right now. And you think, remember, Anthony Fauci's right-hand man probably knows quite a bit. You think if you grab him, how many bodies does he know where they're buried? Probably a lot. So you grab him, you hope he rolls over. However, I also need to add this, and this is just what the lawyer types told me. Jesse, remember that pardon. Remember, Joe Biden, probably not Joe Biden, it was probably the Otto Penn or Jill Biden or someone like that, who knows who it was. Somebody in the Biden White House signed Joe Biden's name onto a large, long, retroactive pardon for Anthony Fauci. And I know you're mad about that, and I'm mad about that, and that is wrong, and it's unjust, and we should just undo it. Look, I'll tell you right now, I think presidential pardon power should go away. All presidents abuse this. Biden was the worst of it, but Trump does it too. Pardons all these scammers and fraudsters. They all do it. They pardon terrible people, and I don't know why we give the president the power to do that. I don't think they should have that power, but that power was part of the job when Joe Biden was president. I do not think Anthony Fauci himself goes down because he has that get-out-of-jail-free card. And federally, it's just tough to overcome. What, Chris? What? Chris said, not him, but everyone connected to him. Yeah, no, I didn't say nobody else goes down. I think the idea is, all right, if we can't get Fauci, we scarf up everyone in his orbit. Yeah, I think that could be the idea. Fauci himself, that pardon, it is what it is. Life's hard. Identity theft is hard. You wake up one day and you find out your checking account reads zero. How fast does your heart sink into your stomach? LifeLock, they'll stop it. How do they do this? Well, they monitor all these dark websites, figuring out if your information gets exposed. And if it does, it's instant. They let you know. By the way, they let you know by text or email or even the app. Boom, immediately. Hey, you got a problem. And if these bad guys get you, wipe you out, take out loans in your name, all these terrible things, LifeLock, they'll fix it. They guarantee it or your money back. You can join now and save up to 40% off your first year. You're crazy not to have LifeLock. You really are in this day and age. You have to go to LifeLock.com, promo code Jesse, or call 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We still have more than an hour, and I'm going to get to the bad news, okay? I'm not ready to get there yet. I'm in a great mood, and there's an avalanche of some bad stuff coming down, and we'll talk about that. I'm going to get to it. I swear I owe it to you. I'm going to get to it. We're going to talk about communists being destroyers and Republicans funding their own demise and other things, but let's do some emails because I owe them to you. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, I need some sage advice. My wife talks to people in the elevator all the time. I'm used to it, even though it drives me crazy. My problem, though, is that my youngest daughter is now starting to talk to people in the elevators, and worse, when she gets off, she's telling them to have a nice day. How do I stop this insanity without hurting her feelings or my wife's feelings? What angle should I use? All right. There's nothing you can do. And I say this as somebody, I sympathize with what you're going through. For people who don't want to talk and they just want to be on the elevator. Having that happen with people you're closest to is so grating. It's like somebody's screaming in your ear. I understand it. However, you know, and I've expressed this to you before, that I am, as I age, I am becoming my father. I even told you before I gave you this little story. After my dad died, they lived in a little town in Montana. My mom kept running into various people in various stores around town. When they found out he died, they would cry because apparently he would just go in. He'd get tacos and he'd just sit and talk to the taco people for 20 minutes. He'd go in and get dry cleaning. He'd talk to the dry cleaning people for 20 minutes. As you can imagine, the gun store people knew him well. They were devastated. He just talked to everybody. He goes down to the farm supply store and just talks to all the cashiers. I'm not making that up. Now, that was my dad. My dad was the old man at the gas station pump they make fun of in the Progressive commercial who looks at you pumping gas and starts talking to you about your car. That was my dad. And that's becoming me. And I don't know why that's becoming me because, you know, Jewish producer Chris accuses me of being antisocial or whatnot. And I am. However, if I am in a restaurant, and you do get something delicious looking, I'm going to ask you about it. And Aubrey's going to be mortified. If I run into you in an elevator, especially if it's, you know, it's tight or it's uncomfortable or something like that, it just comes out of me. I'm going to say something or I'm going to make a joke or I'm going to, it just comes out of me. Aub and I, our church is always riding us about doing these small group things. You got to go to small group. You got to go to small group. Well, I don't want to go share things. So I've been resisting. Finally, I broke down the other night and I agreed to go try this small group with Aub. Wonderful people. They were just the best. They were just so nice. And Aub even said, can you try not to be inappropriate in here? And it just came out at some point in time. It just came out at some point. All right. I am that guy. I am the way you described your wife and your daughter. That's me. And it doesn't matter how many times Aub tries to tell me not to. I can't help it. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't want to help it, especially when it comes to food. I don't want to help it. We were at this Mexican restaurant a little while back. It's in our area. And we were sitting. We like to sit at the bar because we like to watch the baseball games. Sit at the bar, watch baseball games. Shut up, Chris. No, I didn't get ice cream. Okay. All right. I did drink a water, but I didn't. Anyway, we were sitting at the bar watching a baseball game. And this couple next to us, they were down there and they were just eating. And Ob got up and she went to the restroom. I didn't even start the conversation. They started talking to me about what we were eating and her and everything else. And I knew it was coming. And surely enough, she comes out of the bathroom and rounds the corner and sees me in conversation with the couple next door. And she rolled her eyes so hard at me as if it was my fault, which it was only partially my fault. There is something that has happened. It's happening to me. I'm worried it's only going to get worse. I don't know what it is. I mean, what, Chris? What? Okay, so, all right, that makes me feel better. Jewish producer Chris says he's the exact same way and his wife hates it. I don't know why that is the case. I don't know why that's the case, but it is what it is. Hey, Jesse, the process is the punishment. He's talking about James Comey. I consider the indictment to be the only punishment we're likely to see. I hope the indictment bankrupts James Comey. And says his name is James, and he said not Comey. Hey, look, I've had, like I told you yesterday, I've had a bunch of legal people tell me, I'm not sure this is going anywhere. Seashells on the seashore. However, if I wanted to make you feel better, one, legal counsel is amazingly expensive. This is going to be at least a six-figure case for James Comey. He's going to have to come up with the cash to pay for his legal defense, and that's going to be brutal. That's one. Two, we don't know this yet. We do not know, and it's possible the U.S. government does know, what was James Comey texting to friends, emailing to friends? What are the records of what James Comey was saying privately? All right, James Comey writes 8647 on the beach. We all know what it means. Is it kind of a flimsy case that that's him wanting to assassinate the president? Yeah, that I guess it's a little bit flimsy. But if you have the seashells and maybe, and I don't know this, but if there's a text message out there, James Comey fired off to a friend, yeah, I want to kill the guy, something like that. Well, those two things paired together, you might be in trouble. You never know. Fingers crossed. All right, we're going to open up the third hour and we're going to get the ugly out of the way. We're going to talk about something ugly, and it is ugly. We'll get it done. We'll move on. All right, hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.